You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Hello and welcome along to this William Hill Racing Preview. It's looking ahead to the Breeders' Cup, which is this Friday and Saturday. And we're going to get the view from over the pond, a Vegas view, if you will. And joining me, Mark Walton, on the line is William Hill PR Executive John Ivanduke. Hi, John.
Very good afternoon or morning or whatever time of day it is.
Yes, it's just coming into the evening, actually, over here.
It's a lot earlier in the morning, so it's the other side of the coast. But I'll be heading to Kentucky very shortly and looking forward to a great couple of days of action at Keeneland.
Is the atmosphere starting to build over there? Are people talking about the Breeders' Cup?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, particularly with the racing fans, we go into the sports books, and if you've never been to Vegas and you've never been to a William Hill sports book in Vegas, it's completely different to a shop. It's completely different to sort of a betting shop in the UK. For one, they're all based in casinos. Two, people smoking and drinking in them as well. It's quite a good atmosphere, actually. I quite like it.
Yeah, it sounds completely different. So is the excitement with the people in the casinos then? Are people talking about it in there? I mean, bizarrely, we were just talking about this before we started recording. There aren't anti-post markets as such over there.
Yeah, the future bets on the Classic. They priced up the Classic over here, but all of the others are really sort of taken with the Parimutuel. Most racing punters will bet on Parimutuel, and the way that the bookmakers make money out of it is that they take a percentage of it. So really it is based upon on the day betting. But there is excitement building, and I think most of that excitement is centered around American Pharoah. I get the feeling that the average person in the sports book is more a sort of NFL type fan, and they'll be watching NFL, they'll be watching the baseball, they'll be watching that sort of stuff. But there's certainly the die-hard racing fans in there as well, who are really excited about looking to the Breeders' Cup, and particularly about American Pharoah, the Triple Crown winner, going for the Grand Slam. He got turned over in the Travers last time. Can he come back and can he win? He's had a bit of a break now. He might be a bit fresher, and I'm really looking forward to seeing American Pharoah myself.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that American Pharoah is the talking horse over there. Obviously, he won the Triple Crown, which hasn't been done for a number of years. He's in the public spotlight in that respect, so much so that even we've heard of him over in the UK, and it doesn't necessarily happen too much with the good American horses.
No, I think you're right. I think most UK punters will bet on British and Irish racing, and sort of American racing takes a bit of a back burner. So it does take a superstar horse like American Pharoah to get into the public consciousness in the UK. American Pharoah, in my eyes, is a phenomenon. I think he's probably the best horse to come out of America in my lifetime. I mean, that would be proven by the fact that he's won a Triple Crown, which hadn't been done for, four decades. So I think he'll take the world of beating, but Beholder is a very good horse in the Classic. And will really throw down a challenge. I think she is 15 wins in 20 starts. She's won 9 grade ones. She's a really good horse in her own right. So he's not going to have it easy.
Yeah, and he's 6-4 in the betting with us over in the UK. Is it a similar story over there in the American sportsbook?
Yeah, very similar sort of betting, really. You know, American Pharoah takes up 50% of all of the money that's been wagered on the Classic, and that is a very similar figure to what we've taken in the UK as well. In terms of the number of bets that have been placed, a quarter of those bets are on American Pharoah. Again, in the UK, a quarter of the bets. So people having slightly bigger wages on American Pharoah. Of the others, Beholder is the second most popular horse in the US. However, in the UK, the second most popular horse is Glen Eagles, and Glen Eagles has attracted almost a third of all of the money in the UK book.
Wow, that is interesting stuff. We'll move on to the European Challengers in just a moment so we can get your thoughts on Glen Eagles. Obviously, it's a double-figure price at the moment over here. Just one quick line on the big news from the Breeders' Cup in terms of an American runner there. Last year's Distaff winner, Untappable is not going to run this year with a fever, which is quite a blow, isn't it, for the American fans?
Yeah, a bit disappointing. I think, you know, really, Untappable was a bit down the field in the betting, sort of about fourth or fifth in the list, around about 9-1, 10-1 in the betting. So, yeah, disappointing for US fans that Untappable's not running. But Wedding Toast shortened up in price, now 11-4 from 3-1, and might take a bit of beating in the distaff.
All right, let's get stuck into the European runners there. We'll start with Glen Eagle, seeing as that's one you mentioned. Interesting that punters are coming for him after his disappointing effort last time.
Yeah, I can't understand it. I can't fathom it, Mark. You know, this is a horse who is best over a mile on turf, and he's now running over a mile and a quarter on dirt for the first time. And yet he's been skipping races all season. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Hayden O'Brien's a fantastic trainer, and I'm sure he knows the horse better than I do. So you kind of have to take that risk and say they wouldn't be sending him here without a good reason. So maybe he will. Maybe he'll take to it, and maybe he'll take to it like a duck to water and sluice up in the Classic and beat American Fair and Behold and all the US horses. However, they've all raced on dirt before. They know how to race over here. They race slightly differently. All the jockeys will no doubt not want the European horse to win it. And I can't see why they're running Glen Eagles in the Classic, if I'm honest, because, you know, he was fantastic in the English 2000, Irish 2000, St. James's Palace Stakes. They're all over a mile. They're not on dirt. Why would you send Glen Eagles here? However, I might be eating my words if Glen Eagles dots up in the Classic.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that part of it might be because they want to avoid Golden Horn on the turf. Is his reputation grown over there? Do Americans know about Golden Horn?
Yeah, certainly the Americans know about Golden Horn. You know, it has passed through into their... I think there's an angle that US racing, but they have heard of Golden Horn over here. I've done a few sort of TV and radio bits over here, and the first question they ask is just how good is Golden Horn? The answer has to be he's a superstar. He's done very little wrong in his career. I think if you put a line through the international, he's got a perfect copybook. So I think he'll take the world of beating in the turf. Found is another one who the US media have been asking about. And, you know, obviously has a good sort of form line with Golden Horn from the Irish Champion Stakes. But Golden Horn will be the one to beat in the turf, and let's face it, he'll win.
Fair enough. Golden Horn, then, popular there. Let's mention some of the other European raiders. You've got Time Test and a few French raiders in the likes of Esoterique and so on and so forth. In the mile, you've got the good filly Legatissimo as well, another likely challenger for the European raiders. So, any of those you want to mention in there, John?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Breeders' Cup mile looks hands down a race that should be won by Andre Farb, or at least goes to Europe. Esoterria can make believe, take your pick between the two of them. They're both in great form, and both will be up there or thereabout. Time Test for Roger Charles, and I thought might prefer a little bit further, but he's really progressive. Caraconti won the race last year, not being in the greatest form, but the key to Caraconti is that he's been aimed at this race, he's been primed for it, and at 12-1 he's probably too big in price. In the filly and mare turf, Legatissimo, well, she is unbeatable, isn't she? The only blot in her copybook this year has been in the Oaks when she was second, but she's won the 1000 guineas, she won the Nassau, she won the Matron, and she'll probably win the filly and mare turf. Miss France is in there as well. Not actually won since winning the 2014 1000 guineas. She might be the bridesmaid again to Legatissimo. Secret Journey. I was just winding up a few journalists saying, why was she disqualified? I think the most interesting runners in the juvenile fillies turf, Alice Springs and Illuminate, from a British and Irish perspective. I think the market might just have it the wrong way around. I'd have Illuminate as the favourite, but both of those two will be certainly contending for the top prize in the juvenile fillies turf. And in the juvenile turf itself, the first action that we'll see, Hit It A Bomb. Aidan O'Brien's won the race twice in recent years with Rote and George Vancouver. Simric, for John Gosden, has won the race twice as well with Donativam and Pounce in recent years. Both of those two are near the top of the betting, and I suspect they'll probably be the ones who'll be fighting it out at the finish. But bear in mind that Cymric went off a 25-1 chance when second to Ultra in the Prix Jean-Luc Lagardère, so there wasn't a huge amount of support behind him. So for that basis, I'd probably be with your Fav hit at the bomb.
Okay, superb stuff, John. Been a pleasure speaking to you. Anything else you want to leave the listeners with before you go?
Yeah, I just think, you know, this is the World Championships of horse racing. This is something that all British punters should be getting stuck in on and having a look at and you know, enjoying, because it's you don't often find racing that is this good, so enjoy it.
Yeah, quite right. And the advantage this year is there's only a 4-hour time difference, so you'll be able to watch it, and it finishes about 9:30, 9:45, like racing over here, so you don't have to even stay up too late either.
And get a nice early night.
Yes.
If you win, you can head to the pub.
Exactly. Perfect scenario. Superb, John. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. Good luck and enjoy the Breeders' Cup.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.